This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. Heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, April the 5th. I am Marilyn West, and this is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Today, it's the International Day of Conscience, a day to serve as a reminder of the crucial role our inner senses of right and wrong play in shaping our personal and our global relations. We each have to live with ourselves and the consequences of our actions. As children, we develop our conscience with the guidance of our parents and other authority figures. We move from a black and white sense of morality into our adulthood. And as we age, life experiences move us toward being more empathetic and understanding, and our conscience broadens, and it includes a stronger conscience with a deeper sense of responsibility and an awareness of long-term consequences of our actions. Studies suggest that having a conscience, particularly a well-developed moral sense, benefits us in many ways. When we act ethically and morally, we avoid feelings of guilt and regret, and therefore we experience less stress and anxiety and have better overall health because we do things in line with our values and we have less internal conflict. By having a conscience, we have an inner sense of right and wrong, and that guides our thoughts and decisions and actions. And we have a compass, a moral compass, and that guides us. When something feels wrong, we can evaluate and do what we feel is right. Our conscience informs us whether our actions are ethical or unethical, and feelings of guilt will arise if we do something we don't feel comfortable with. But when we feel that, we can put our safety rails up so we don't do anything we'll regret. It's up to us to consider the impact of our actions and act responsibly. We each have our conscience, our inner voice, that evaluates and steers us to do what we believe is right. Following our conscience gives us peace and we avoid unnecessary stress. It's been shown that living in accordance with our values leads us to having a better sleep and also lower our cortisol levels so we feel less stress. There's a proverb that says, "There is no pillow so soft as a clear conscience." So what would we do if we found a wallet on the street with cash and ID in it? Hopefully, we'd track down the owner and return it. Well, I've had this experience years ago. I got a call from the police. They asked to speak to me and I told them that it was me. They told me they had my wallet. I immediately responded, saying, "It's impossible. My purse is right under the counter." So I opened my purse and looked in, and to my dismay, in fact, my wallet was missing. Apparently, my wallet that held my life, my driver's license, my ID, my health card, my credit cards, $400 in cash, all had just fallen out of my purse when I was loading merchandise from my supplier into my car. A passerby found it and called the police and gave it to them. I was so grateful not to have to go through the hassle of replacing the documents and for having every penny that was in my wallet returned to me. I asked to meet the Good Samaritan, and a young student came my way. His name, Evan. My wallet was returned exactly as it had left my purse. Not a cent was missing. I gratefully thanked Evan, and I gave him $50 out of gratitude. He deserved a reward. Thankfully, people have a conscience and go the extra mile to help one another. Evan was an example of how having a conscience and doing the right thing makes us feel good and helps others. Both of us benefited from his act of kindness and good conscience. On this International Day of Conscience, let's think beyond our individual conscience to a global one. Let's consider a world where every one of us takes actions guided by love and our conscience with a clear sense of right and wrong. Let's our conscience help us achieve global peace, tolerance, and mutual respect. Let's cultivate empathy and adopt conscious behavior in our daily life and look at the bigger picture. And let's stand together and take responsibility to build a loving, caring, harmonious world where we celebrate diversity and practice living an ethical life and hold our leaders to a high standard. Let's foster education so our children and future generations learn to have a conscience, and they promote peace and love and respect, as do we. We all can make an effort to support one another's efforts to make a better world. Our world is far from perfect. We face many challenges, from climate change and natural disasters, economic inequality, and a world filled with misinformation and social injustice. Today can be our day to acknowledge our own conscience and be our best, and also to resolve to let our conscience guide us to a world where a global conscience, one in which each of us counts and makes ours a world that addresses sustainability, finds ways and means to make our world a world where justice and love and mutual care are the norm. One where we respect one another and help one another and rest easily each night because we've listened to our own conscience and done the right things. As Martin Luther King said, "The time is always right to do what is right." By developing our conscience and listening to it, we all can find our way to making our world one filled with peace, one where we each make a difference and every voice is heard. Today, our From a Woman's Perspective team is here to share their knowledge and experience and to empower us to make informed decisions and to live a conscientious life. By the end of this hour, we'll know a little more than we know now, and I'll share my story about my dad, Oscar, and his conscience. And also, I'll talk a bit about how each of us can live with a clear conscience. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, Christine the health coach, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian. We'll talk relationships with matchmaker Linda Miller, get smart realty solutions from Sharon Parenteau. We'll hear what's new at Mosaic Home Care from Lauren McNair. We'll get an accessibility tip and perhaps a happy story from Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. I'll be your wardrobe doctor, and in a moment, after one important message about organ donation, we'll get started, and we'll talk about investing for our future with financial planner Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Wetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial is here. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. Good morning to your listeners.
So what do you have for us today? Because, you know, we're talking about conscience.
We are. You know, this week's topic, you know, really it's about integrity and ethics when you think in terms of financial planning. And it's one that's very personal to me. This will become a bit evident as I talk. Financial planning, or I dare say any of the advice-giving professions, there's something called fiduciary responsibility. In essence, this holds that you must act in your client's best interest. Fiduciary responsibility refers to the legal and ethical obligation of one party, the fiduciary, to act in the best interest of another party, the beneficiary. This relationship is built on trust, requiring the fiduciary to prioritize the beneficiary's needs above their own. Key aspects of a fiduciary duty include a duty of loyalty. The fiduciary must act in good faith and avoid conflicts of interest. Duty of care. The fiduciary must make informed decisions and act with competence. Duty of prudence. The fiduciary must manage the beneficiary's assets wisely and responsibly. Good faith. Fiduciaries must maintain trust and confidence in their relationship with their beneficiaries. Fiduciaries can be individuals or organizations. A bank is a fiduciary. A financial advisor is a fiduciary. However, despite these stated obligations, it really boils down to the personal integrity of the person you are dealing with. When I was a young boy, my father, Jim, had the following conversation with me. "Son, a man without honor is no man. A man is only as good as his word. His handshake must be his bond. And listen to and respect your mother." Not much in the way of an eloquent or loquacious expression of the ethical and moral imperative around integrity. Simple, straightforward, and without obfuscation. The challenge for all of us in practice, can you say to yourself, you have to put yourself below that of the self-interest of your clients. Too often we can become captive to self-serving advice and compromise our ethics. I dare say every person who deals with other people's money will face a moral dilemma at some point in their career. Is the advice or recommendations I'm making in my client's best interest, or am I self-serving? Many years ago, I faced an existential crisis. I worked with an organization who implemented a quota to sell a particular product. Without getting into the specifics, suffice to say I had incentives that would enrich me if I sold this product, and conversely, penalties if I failed to sell enough of this product. I couldn't do it. Jim Giffen's simple, straightforward standard for integrity prohibited me from doing so. If I sold this product, was I doing so to satisfy a quota, or was I doing it to satisfy my client's best interest? The simple presence of a quota put me in conflict with this. I said no. Threats were issued, encouragements to comply were offered. In the penultimate moment when my manager said they want to fire you and take your practice, I said no. When I told my wife later that night what I had done, she asked me why I did it and will we be okay? Honey, I only have my name to sell. And I think I called their bluff. The story is longer and far more detailed than I just conveyed. The postscript was, I left that organization, and 14 years later, they were finally sanctioned for regulatory violations dating back to my official complaint. I hope that Jim Giffen smiled upon me in that moment.
You know what? I'm so happy you're part of the team, and I'm sure your dad, Jim, would have loved my father, Oscar, because they were both men of honor, and their word was their bond, and they did set a good example. Thank you so very much for sharing that story, Kevin. Anyone listening who wants help to look at their finances and see if they're doing the right thing, we have Kevin Giffen, who'll sit with you and listen and give you a second opinion if necessary and guide you. I think from this one little conversation, it should let you know that you're dealing with the right person. Kevin, if someone wants to talk to you about what you're best at, financial planning, how do we reach you?
Call me at 416-708-6229.
416-708-6229. Kevin, your dad, Jim, is looking down on you and smiling because you've lived up to being a man of honor, and your word is your bond, and I'm so grateful to have you as part of the From a Woman's Perspective team. Thank you for being you. And anyone listening, write the number down and have a conversation and put your mind at rest. 416-708-6229. Kevin Giffen, Full Circle Financial.
Marilyn, thank you, and to your listeners, have a great weekend.
What weighs only 29 pounds, seats one comfortably, and can fly? The Aerolux Carbon by Travel Buggy. At a slender 9-inch folded width, Aerolux is the power chair that stows out of sight. It's the lightest power chair Travel Buggy has ever made. Take a test ride, arrange an appointment, and navigate your world in style with Aerolux by Travel Buggy. For more information, call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. That's 416-546-1000.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty, and what are we talking about today?
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning we're going to talk about something called histamine intolerance. You know, many of my patients will come in with a variety of symptoms. Some, you know, they might have a headache. The next day they have skin issues, digestive issues. And sometimes we need to look a little bit deeper and look at something called histamine intolerance. And histamine intolerance is a condition in which the body is unable to properly break down and regulate a chemical in the body called histamine. And that's a compound involved in our immune responses. It also helps with digestion, neurological function. And it's not like a food allergy, which involves an immune system reaction. Histamine intolerance occurs when this chemical, histamine, accumulates in the body due to an imbalance in the production and degradation. And there's a particular enzyme that's important that we have that's responsible for breaking down histamine in the gut. And when that enzyme is insufficient, the enzyme, or the histamine, I should say, builds up. And a lot of the symptoms mimic allergies. So, for example, I mentioned skin reactions, digestive issues, even neurological issues, respiratory symptoms. And sometimes we see that hormonal and menstrual irregularities can happen. And sometimes histamine response can worsen, for example, during PMS. And I've heard that in some women. And because it affects so many systems in the body, and it affects people differently, it's hard to diagnose. So one of the biggest challenges is, like I said, it overlaps on many other conditions. And the triggers can be things like gut health imbalance, nutrient deficiencies, even hormonal fluctuations, and high histamine foods. So some people, if we eat, for example, aged cheeses and fermented foods, alcohol, processed meats, and even certain vegetables can trigger, can have high histamines, and that can trigger some of the responses. And even medications, for example, can interfere with the enzyme activity. So next week I'm going to talk a little bit about how to test for histamine response or a histamine sensitivity, and we're also going to talk about a naturopathic approach to managing histamine intolerance. But in the meantime, if people have any questions, they can give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Well, I've never heard of a histamine intolerance, but anyone listening who has any health problem and wants to get to the root of it and deal with it naturally, take down the name Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, and give her a call and ask for your complimentary 10-minute consultation, either on the phone or in person. The number, 905-707-2001. That's Dr. Betty Rosendahl, 905-707-2001. Dr. Betty, thank you for making us aware of histamine intolerance, and I look forward to learning more about it next week. Have a great week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
I sent someone who was having problems with hearing aids to Edmund Ivazian, and they expected to spend a few thousand dollars on a new pair of hearing aids. They showed Edmund the hearing aids. He looked at them. He adjusted them. He said, come back in a couple of weeks. I have a part to put in. They came back. $300 later, their hearing aids were working perfectly, and they were pleasantly surprised. That's why hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian is part of this team. He has authenticity and integrity, and it isn't just about selling hearing aids. It's about looking after people, their hearing, their ears, and their hearing aids. And he's here now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today's topic of discussion is such an interesting one. Having high ethics and a moral code is something to strive for, but this isn't always what people choose to do. This may be because of financial hardships, the circumstances in someone's life, misinformation, or simply choosing the path of least resistance. Doing the right thing isn't difficult, but it isn't easy either. It is a choice that we make to do what is right. What is interesting is that being exceptional or remarkable has become relatively easy these days. However, finding someone who is exceptional is remarkably challenging. Regardless of which industry we speak of, finding a person, a service provider, or a truly remarkable business has become increasingly more difficult. The issue is that the demand is also at an all-time high. As an example, think of your family physician. Some of us have remarkable ones, and others won't have such an experience. This is a primary care provider, and often it is challenging to even have a conversation with them. We see many of our patients struggling to sort out their medical issues because of this. I salute the people who choose to face the challenges of being remarkable at their craft and encourage them to continue to be so. If anyone listening has or knows someone who has concerns with their hearing or has issues with their current hearing aids, my team and I have provided many people with an exceptional experience that we would be happy to share with you as well. Getting started is easy. Call 416-754-4327 to schedule your appointment.
Anyone listening who has any kind of question about your hearing or your hearing aids, it doesn't matter how old or when, where they were purchased, Edmund can help you. 416-754-4327. Give him a call, and then you'll have the help you need to move forward. Thank you, Edmund, and we'll speak again next week.
Sounds good, Marilyn. Thank you.
Ready to meet someone new? Want to have a new beginning and have some help finding the right person? Then we have Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions as part of the From a Woman's Perspectives team. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I have kind of a funny story to tell you today. I had a couple that actually approached me at a trade show. And of course, I recognized them immediately. We do these trade shows, the women's show, the outdoor adventure and travel show. It just gets our name out there and we get to meet people, as well as a lot of our previous and current clients come by to see us, which is always really nice. Anyway, Rebecca and Sam walk up and they're kind of laughing, and I had known that they had gotten married through the service, and I remembered them. And she came up and I said, oh, how's it going and everything? And she said, great. She says, I'm still paying off my husband because she had made a payment plan when she joined. And she's a pensioner, so money isn't a lot. She doesn't have a lot of money. And so she broke it down into what was affordable for her. So it did. It was over a couple of years. And so they'd already been married for probably a year when I ran into her. And anyway, it was kind of cute. He said, well, you know, I offered to pay it off for her, but no, she insists on paying it off. She said it's good value. So I thought that was really funny, and they're just so happy together, and they're giggling away and telling me about all their travel plans and whatnot. And so it was really fun to see them. And that's one of the lovely things about getting out and doing trade shows is you get to see your clients, because now we do all of our interviews either over FaceTime or over Zoom or ever, you know, one of the other video streaming services, so that I can actually get a look at people before I take them as clients and get a better feel for them when you're actually looking at somebody when you're talking to them. But it's nice to get out and actually meet people face to face. And Rebecca and Sam were one of those couples that I got to meet that day. And it was such a cute little funny story. So I thought that was great.
Well, I think the nice thing about being Cupid is you put people together, you make them smile and laugh, and they come and share their happy stories. So it's probably why you've been doing this for over 30 years.
It is. It's a great, I have to say, I have a great job, and I never get tired of it. That's one thing.
So if anyone listening wants to understand exactly what you do, what do you recommend they do?
So you can call the office if you're in Toronto, 416-777-6302. We also have a toll-free number that works anywhere in the province. It's 1-877-334-9041. You can also book a free consultation with me directly on our website at mistyriverintros.com. You just pick the time and date that you want. And I, of course, will do the interview with you, or Nancy will do the interview with you, and we'll find out all about what you're looking for and make sure, of course, that we have what you're looking for in sufficient numbers that it's worth your while coming on board.
So 416-777-6302. It'll take you a few seconds to dial that number, but then you'll connect with Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller. You can ask your questions. You can see if this is something you want to try. And perhaps in a short while, Linda will be talking about the match she's created for you and sharing a happy story on the show. Of course, it's anonymous, but the happy stories do make us smile. So 416-777-6302. Linda Miller, Misty River Introductions. Thanks, Linda. We'll speak again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Now, to continue our conversation about brain fog, Dr. Vivian Brown, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, joins us. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. And I wanted to give you some strategies today to cope with brain fog. Last week, we talked about the fact that estrogen is fuel for the brain. It can affect our cognitive processing, such as memory, learning, and executive function. And what we know is it also influences mood and well-being when it acts on serotonin and other neurotransmitters. So if we're experiencing brain fog, and about two-thirds of women do report cognitive symptoms in perimenopause and menopause, what are some of the strategies to cope? Well, last week I told you that exercise was really important, and that is absolutely true. It increases your endorphins, it increases your serotonin, and it may help you feel a lot better. Vitamin D is important because we know it affects the immune system, and it does have an effect on brain as well. But some other strategies are things that you can do, and that may help you so that you're less anxious and less stressed about the fact that you are a bit distracted and having trouble with concentration. For example, we always take pride in the fact that we are multitasking. We're doing more than one thing at a time, but that impairs our focus and our memory. So stop multitasking. Concentrate on what you're doing when you're doing it and then move on to the next thing. So shut off the radio when you're driving. Concentrate on your driving. Do one thing at a time, and you may find that you function much better. If you have a presentation, you may want to write things down on index cards, even if in the past you were able to do it without the index cards. Again, it will make you less anxious and less stressed about the work you have to do. I think it's really important to get organized and get rid of the clutter that's around you. That can be physical clutter on your desk, in your kitchen, around your house, and it can also be clutter on your laptop. Get rid of what you don't need so that you're not having to go back and recheck things over and over again. And finally, you can use imagery or tricks to help remember names. If you're meeting someone for the first time, for example, give yourself a bit of a history of this person or something that's important about them so that you'll help yourself remember their name when you have a context to put them in. You know, generally, Marilyn, brain fog and memory lapses plateau and they do get better. And that makes us feel a lot more confident when we're having a tough day. But what we do know is that healthy lifestyle, diet, exercise, maintaining social connections will all help to maintain our normal patterns. And that's what we want to do. We want to normalize the patterns so that things are familiar, and then we'll do better when it comes to brain fog around menopause.
Dr. Brown, thank you for that useful advice in clear language so we can deal with brain fog. Anyone who wants to take charge of their health and have a GPS to move forward in a straight line and deal with issues that are affecting them, remember the name of the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. Ask for it at your local bookstore, look for it on Amazon, or log on to drvivianbrown.com. Or if you wish a special signed copy, call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Thanks, Dr. Brown.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello, I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
What weighs only 29 pounds, seats one comfortably, and can fly? The Aerolux Carbon by Travel Buggy. At a slender 9-inch folded width, Aerolux is the power chair that stows out of sight. It's the lightest power chair Travel Buggy has ever made. Take a test ride, arrange an appointment, and navigate your world in style with Aerolux by Travel Buggy. For more information, call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. That's 416-546-1000.
Now, our downsizing realtor, Sharon Parenteau, joins us with her smart realty solutions. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, there's a saying that we spend the first half of our lives accumulating stuff and the second half trying to get rid of it. As a realtor who helps more than a dozen seniors downsize each year, I can attest to the truth of this statement. At some point, your belongings will become a burden, either to you or to your loved ones, or possibly even both. Decluttering isn't just tidying up. It's about creating space, reducing stress, and leaving a meaningful legacy. That's why today's segment is called Decluttering is a Gift. By letting go of what no longer serves you, you're giving an incredible gift to your community, your family, your estate, and yourself. Let's look at these one by one. Decluttering is a gift to the community. Decluttering allows you to donate useful items to those in need. That extra set of dishes, old books, or gently used clothing may be clutter in your home, but to a struggling family, they can be life-changing. Local charities, shelters, and thrift stores welcome donations that can help others while giving your surplus belongings a second life. By passing on items that still have value, you're contributing to the circular economy, helping to create a culture of reuse, reducing waste, and making your community a better place. Decluttering is a gift to your family. I know that if you really thought about it, you'd rather leave your family with positive memories than a house full of overwhelming clutter. There might be a time when the decision to downsize is made for you by circumstances beyond your control. Making that transition in a moment of crisis is hard enough on the loved ones who support you without having the additional burden of dealing with your surplus stuff. By decluttering now, you relieve your family of the emotional and physical burden of making difficult choices later. Decluttering is a gift to your estate. A well-organized home simplifies every aspect of estate planning, as well as for future estate trustees. Decluttering helps ensure that important legal documents, heirlooms, and valuable items are easy to access and distribute. When your estate is streamlined, it reduces potential conflicts and lowers stress and makes it easier for your wishes to be carried out as you intended. Decluttering now also lowers the financial burden and work of dealing with an estate sale or disposal. Decluttering is a gift to yourself now. I've spoken about this before, the heavy cost of clutter on our physical, mental, and financial health. Studies have shown that a decluttered environment can significantly lower dust and allergens in the environment, not to mention reducing the trip and fall hazard of a cluttered home. Mental health outcomes are also improved by the overall sense of well-being that comes from a clean, tidy living environment. Stress levels, sleep quality, and general mood benefit from decluttering. Reducing your belongings to the things that you actually need and use goes a long way to improving the quality of your life right now. And then finally, decluttering is a gift to your future self. Decluttering today means more independence tomorrow. Less stuff equals less work and worry for your future self. When the time does come to downsize, whether to a more manageable home that you own or to a retirement community, having already sorted through your possessions will make the transition far smoother. By simplifying your space now, you're setting yourself up for a future filled with more freedom, less worry, and greater ease. If you're wondering where to start, I can direct you to some free resources that are downloadable from our website, smartrealtysolution.com. It's such an important part of my business as a downsizing realtor. I've created free resources for you to help you on your own journey towards a decluttered future. First, we have our decluttering battle plan, which will be part of our Wednesday webinar series. This is happening on April 16th at 4 p.m. I'll share my straightforward five-step strategy for conquering clutter in an hour-long interactive webinar on Zoom. You can also request a booklet of the same title, The Decluttering Battle Plan, by reaching out to me at 416-460-5636 or by visiting our website at smartrealtysolution.com. And finally, you can join our email campaign called the 30-Day Decluttering Challenge that is designed to help you overcome the overwhelm and get started on a less cluttered future. So my name is Sharon Parento, and these have been your Smart Realty Solutions for today.
And if you want Smart Realty Solutions, take down the number 416-460-5636. Call Sharon Parento, and you'll be glad that you did. Thanks, Sharon, and we'll speak again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn. I look forward to it.
Now, to update us on what's happening at award-winning Mosaic Home Care and its person-centered care approach, community outreach and social engagement specialist Lauren McNair joins us. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thanks so much for having me on today.
It's my pleasure. Could you update us and give us an overview of Mosaic and its services, please?
Yes, of course. So Mosaic is a Canadian-owned and operated home care agency that's been caring for loved ones with a person-centered care approach for over 15 years. We provide home care services across the city for folks living at home, coming out of hospital, or living in retirement homes or long-term care. We have an incredible oversight team that includes nurses, social workers, and staff that are trained in complex care, such as Alzheimer's and dementia, Parkinson's, or end-of-life care. We are here for any level of you or a loved one's needs, whether that's for a few hours of companionship a week, up to round-the-clock 24-hour and overnight care. If you're interested in learning more about our home care services, you can visit our website, www.mosaichomecare.com, or call us at 416-322-7002.
And Lauren, you are a social engagement person for Mosaic, and I know there's lots of exciting stuff for the spring. Do you want to update us on those programs too? Because I think it'd be things we'd want to know about and perhaps attend.
So Mosaic hosts lots of low-cost and free social programs for older adults and their families in the community. And I'm really excited to talk about some of the exciting programs we have coming up in our spring and summer newsletter that's now available. This newsletter goes from April to August, and I'm going to highlight just a few of the programs we have coming up this spring and summer. So first, this April, we're excited to have Cognicity, which is a subsidiary of Baycrest Health Services, who's coming in to host a brain health workshop, which is going to help folks answer the question, is my memory considered normal or should I speak to a doctor? Participants this day will be able to take part in a free brain health assessment that will provide insight into your memory, cognition, and attention function. Now, this is a scientifically validated and peer-reviewed assessment that's sure to provide you with lots of information on how to keep your brain healthy. This is a two-part workshop with an information session taking place on Thursday, April 10th from 10 to 11 a.m. at 105 Wilson Avenue, followed by the assessment, which takes place on Thursday, April 24th from 10 to 11 a.m. Spots are filling fast, so be sure to call us or visit our website for more information or to register.
Your website is on my website, marylins.ca. So anyone listening who doesn't have a pen, don't fret. You'll be able to get the phone number and the website to register. Is there a cost to this?
This is a free program, a completely free brain assessment to help you get a better gauge of what your memory and cognition is. So there's no cost to you.
Yeah, I know you do all sorts of things for free. What else is coming up?
Then in May, we're hosting a presentation called You Have Options, an informative morning for older adults and family caregivers. This is a panel that features industry experts from home care, downsizing, retirement homes, and financial planning to answer your questions about these topics. This will help you understand and weigh your options of what's best for you on your aging journey. This event is taking place on Thursday, May 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at 105 Wilson Avenue. It's also free and you're sure to leave with lots of valuable information. Then in June, Marilyn, do you know what's special about June?
I think I do. It's Seniors Month.
It is. It's Seniors Month. So this is a month where we celebrate the value and the accomplishments of older adults in our lives. June also happens to be World Elder Abuse Awareness Day on June 13th. So this is also a very important day to talk about how we can protect ourselves and our loved ones from potential abuse. So on this day, Mosaic will be hosting a Seniors Month extravaganza to recognize both Seniors Month and World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. This will feature a talk from Mark McCabe from Toronto Police Services, who will be discussing how we can avoid frauds and scams, followed by refreshments and live music and dancing from our friends at 2B1 Music Duo. This special afternoon will empower us to rise up against elder abuse, learn ways to protect ourselves and each other, and also connect and have fun with the community. So be sure to book your spot for this event happening on Friday, June 13th from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at 105 Wilson Avenue. So this is just a taste of what we have planned for you this summer. We have plenty more programs online and in person for you to check out, which can all be found on our website, mosaichomecare.com, or you can give us a call at 416-322-7002. And as always, Mosaic is here for all of your care needs. Our home care services are just a call away, and our talented and highly trained PSWs are here to support you or a loved one wherever and whenever they need extra support and care. If you'd like to know more about our home care services and how our person-centered care model can help your loved ones live well, you can check out our website that's on Marilyn's website or give us a call. So thanks, Marilyn, for having me on today. It's always a pleasure to be here and let folks know about all the fun we have planned at Mosaic.
It's wonderful that you have community events and things we can learn from. The number for any of this information, or to maybe get the newsletter, 416-322-7002, or log on to mosaichomecare.com/events. And you can always go back to my website, marilyns.ca, sponsor expert list. Thank you, Lauren, for the update. Say hi to Jane, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Take care.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Now, I'm Marilyn West, and your wardrobe doctor. I think back to a hot summer day many, many years ago. I had a new deal. It was silk organza blouses. They were see-through in red and in coral and in off-white and in black. A lady came into the store in a pair of jean shorts and a t-shirt, and she saw the silk organza blouses and she says, "I love them. Can I try them on?" I was delighted. I was up to my eyeballs in debt, and every sale of a blouse meant cash in the bank, and it was positive for me. So the lady went into our washroom, which was our fitting room at that time, and came out wearing the white organza shirt. But she wasn't wearing a bra, and she was full-breasted and naked to the world. I said, "Would you like a camisole to put under the shirt, or do you have a bra?" She said, "Those things, I never wear them." And I just couldn't believe it. 50 times 4 would have been a $200 sale plus tax. But I couldn't let that woman go out in the street wearing a see-through shirt and nothing underneath it. So I told her that unless she was going to wear something underneath it, I couldn't sell her those shirts. And I didn't. To this day, I can proudly say that anyone who came through my doors left wearing something that did them justice, that helped them look their best. And I can sleep at night knowing that it wasn't just about money. It was about helping people put their look together. It's important when you deal with people that you do exactly that. That you have a conscience and you do what's best for them as well as what works for yourself. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn West and your host, and we'll talk to Christine, the health coach, and get a happy story from Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. I am Marilyn West, and this is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio. Just a short update about my book. It's taken me a little longer than I expected to edit. So Marilyn Weston, the wardrobe doctor, more than just fashion, hopefully will be ready by the end of the month. If you want a signed copy, please call me and order it. It'll cost $20, including shipping, to any of my listeners. And my number is 416-504-6777. Thanks for your patience.
Before you can claim the new Canada Disability Benefit, you must first apply for the Disability Tax Credit. Does your medical condition make you eligible? We know the answer. Disability Tax Results. Here to help you get the tax credits you deserve. Call us for details. 519-265-3145.
Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Working out when you're over 50. You need exercise now more than ever. Let's face it, a 50 or 60-year-old body isn't the same as a 20-year-old one. You won't be able to do the same things, nor should you. But exercise is key to your independence and a good quality of life as we age. So what do you need to think about to be healthy without hurting yourself? Types of exercise, young or old, everyone needs different kinds. Cardio or aerobic exercise gets your heart rate up and makes you breathe harder, which builds your endurance and burns calories. Strength or weight training keeps your muscles ready for action. Flexibility exercise helps you to stay limber so you can have a full range of movement and avoid injury. Balance training becomes important after age 50 so you can prevent falls and stay active. You lose muscle mass as you get older, and exercise can help you rebuild it. Muscles also burn more calories than fat, even at rest, which will offset your slowing metabolism. Exercise helps stop, delay, and sometimes improves serious illnesses like heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, stroke, Alzheimer's disease, arthritis, and osteoporosis. It can help your brain stay sharp and keep you from falling into a funk. So call me and let's chat about what exercises you should be doing for your body type. Call me at 416-809-4084. Text me or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
We're never too old to exercise, but doing the right exercise is very important. One conversation with Christine, the health coach, can explain it to you, and you can decide whether you'd like to take up exercise and take charge of your health. Her number, 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Christine, the health coach. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Wetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca. Or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility is here with a happy story. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. I do have a happy story this week. It's about our client. Her name is Shirley. She's 83 years old. She lives in North York and in a two-story home. She's recently dependent on using a wheelchair, and it's gotten impossible for Shirley to climb the stairs. She's looked at the stair list before, but it's not for her. What she wants to do is live on the main floor. And because she's set up for success, she has a washer and dryer on the main floor and a powder room beside it. And what she wants to do is convert that powder room and laundry room into one big bathroom so she can live on the main floor of her home. She's heard about Greater Toronto Accessibility and stories on this radio program of us doing this job before. So she invited us over for an assessment to see if this is something that was possible. And we went out there, and of course, we can make it happen. And she was thrilled with this because what we're going to do is we're going to knock out the laundry room that's currently there and knock out the wall to the powder room and make it one big barrier-free bathroom. So we're going to have a nice no-step shower in a big space. We're going to have an accessible toilet, an accessible vanity, so that Shirley can remain independent on the main floor. Or when people are coming to assist her, they can actually wheel her into the shower without any problems. So we're actually going to be starting this project in the next couple weeks. And Shirley cannot wait because she is having a lot of trouble getting up and down those stairs. And we're so excited to get started on this project.
So, Daniel, if anyone's interested in mimicking Shirley and learning how to make their bathroom the perfect one for their forever home, what do you suggest?
So I suggest the total bathroom check. So I can come out to your house and assess your space and see what the possibilities are. If you're looking to renovate your bathroom, I can come up with a design and give you prices on how much it's going to cost and just kind of see what those possibilities are. Even if you're not ready to do it right now, you can always plan for the future. It's the best thing that you can do. This assessment's usually $69.95. I want to give it away for free for the first three callers this week. So if you call me at 647-206-6409, you can get that free assessment.
For this free assessment or for anything to do with renovating your home and doing it once and doing it right, call Daniel Wiskin at 647-206-6409. Thanks, Daniel. We'll speak again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
On this International Day of Conscience, we can take actions to shift to a more conscientious way of living. We can embrace the idea of moving forward in our life with actions that align with our values. None of us is perfect. If we feel we haven't always acted conscientiously, we can start right now, today, to approach things differently going forward. And we can ensure our future actions align with our values. We can learn from our missteps, apologize if our past actions hurt others, and we can rebuild their trust. We can examine what we did and why, and then resolve not to repeat what was. We can approach things differently. We can pause before we act and consider the results and ethical implications of what we plan to do. When we feel we've lost our sense of direction, we can talk to others and gain insights that we may have missed and get a fresh perspective. To tweak our conscience, we can remember the golden rule, treat others as we'd like to be treated. And also, we can live by doing what's best for the greatest number. We can practice being empathetic by looking at things from another's perspective and try to make compassionate decisions. It's possible for each of us to change how we approach our decisions and live a more conscientious life. It's all about aligning our actions with our values and treating others with integrity. That means doing what's right, not just what's convenient. My dad, Oscar, eventually grew Oscar's Bargain Center to a huge wholesale, Oscar's Surplus Jobbers. He sold to individuals and businesses. A listener called me a few months ago and shared a story about my dad. Apparently, the man came into Oscar's Surplus Jobbers and purchased goods for his own store. He purchased so much that he had to arrange to get a truck for the next day and then pick up his goods. When he returned, my dad greeted him with a smile and a fistful of money. The man didn't know why, and he asked, "Why the money?" My dad explained that someone had come in after he'd left and selected and purchased items from the goods that he had put aside and paid for. My dad paid this shopkeeper in full retail on the goods that he'd sold. He said, "After all, the goods were yours, and you deserve to be paid for what I sold for my stock." This true story just verifies who my father was. He was kind, and he treated people fairly, and he followed through. A deal was a deal. He could have simply replaced the items and said nothing, but he didn't do it that way. He did what he felt was right, even when no one was watching. He was my mentor, and I'm happy to follow his example. My dad would have agreed with C.S. Lewis when he said, "Integrity is doing the right thing even when no one is watching." We all can sleep easier with a clear conscience and are healthier and happier when we have one. So let's do it. We can do it. Let's avoid regrets by making thoughtful decisions, by thinking before we act, and let's resolve to live our life with purpose and meaning and hold ourselves accountable to live authentically. Let's be honest and speak the truth even when it's difficult. And when we make a mistake, let's own it. Let's make amends when necessary and learn from our mistakes. By being honest and speaking the truth, we won't have the problem of remembering any lies, and when we stay true to our principles and realize that we can't please everyone, we'll be able to sleep peacefully and be happy to greet each day. Since this is the International Day of Conscience, let's vow to awaken and maintain our social conscience. And let's stay aware of how our actions impact others and our society. Let's not run away, but rather be aware of poverty, racism, climate change, and discrimination. And let's advocate for fairness, equality, and sustainability. Let's live conscientiously. Let's volunteer, donate, and hold others accountable by speaking up and act to make positive changes in our life, in our neighborhoods, and in the world. Our conscience is a piece of global conscience, and together we can make a difference and we can impact on our world. So it's just a fair and kind and loving one. Our conscience is a piece of our global conscience, and together we can make a difference and we can impact on our world so that it's just and fair and kind and loving. One we'll be happy to live in and leave for our other generations. Now it's just enough time to say goodbyes and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers. Thank you to Ian Duncan and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And thank you to you for joining us today. And for those of you who take that extra step and put my words into action and examine your conscience and move forward in a positive direction, a huge thank you. We all can make a difference. For anyone listening who has questions or wants help to take charge of their life, your From a Woman's Perspective team is here for you. We'll welcome your calls and emails. If you wish to reach out to us, just call or email us. Our contact information is on marylins.ca. That's marylyns.ca. Just look under the heading On Radio and the sponsor expert list will work for you. Or if you'd rather, simply call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Bye until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8, right here on Zoomer Radio. And as the week runs by, please take time to stop and think things through before you take action. Whatever you do, you'll do it and you'll have peace of mind that you've tried your best and you'll have a clear conscience. You'll be glad you did and our world will be better for it. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.